Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. We're kind of on watch here. Derek Chauvin, the jury is in. You know, the jury is, it's their job now. The ball is in their hands. The jury's deliberating right now. Derek Chauvin's life, and of course, the life of everybody living in an inner city in the United States of America. Because if the jury comes back with innocent, and this is what I said, this is what I argued, you know, for the last several weeks before this even started, this man can't get a fair trial in the United States of America, nowhere in the United States, let alone in Minneapolis, because everyone knows, everyone with a brain knows that if this jury comes back with innocent and acquits him, the nation burns. And you've even got Maxine Waters, a congressman, urging them to burn the nation for all intents and purposes. And moments after she urges them to burn the nation, National Guardsmen come under fire, gunfire, in Minneapolis. It's really crazy. And by the way, the judge in the Chauvin trial, his name's Cahill. Judge Cahill, I don't know what his first name is. Isn't it funny when you're a judge, no one even really knows or cares what your first name is? I'm looking at a whole article, and every time they quote him, it's Judge Cahill, Judge Cahill, Judge Cahill. I guess your first name is Judge. Judge Cahill, when you wear a black robe, no one asks your first name. Judge Cahill, the judge in the Chauvin trial, says Maxine Waters' comments may result in this whole trial being overturned. So, what can I tell you? You know, this is the dream of the defense attorneys for Chauvin, because her words now give them an appeal, a real legitimate appeal, and a second trial. All right, other news today. We found out the police officer that was killed during the January 6th Capitol problems. They called it an insurrection. I call it a little affair with shaving cream on Nancy Pelosi's chair. They opened the doors, let everyone in, and they ran around like idiots. But that's all it was. Nothing like a BLM. There's nothing like BLM. Anything done on January 6th was nothing like Black Lives Matter, where you've got burning and looting and murder. Isn't that funny how that matches BLM, burning, looting, murder? Strange, isn't it? Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. We have now heard January 6th to February 6th to March 6th to April 6th. For 3 months plus, we've been bombarded with liberals, especially at my Facebook page, bombarded with liberals saying, see, Republicans hate police. Republicans are vicious. Republicans are terrible. You killed a cop. We didn't kill a cop. It was a lie from day one. New York Times said he got hit in the head by a fire extinguisher. What did I say on this show? I said there isn't one Trump voter in America who would ever hit a cop in the head with a fire extinguisher. We love police. It would never happen. And it now turns out Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick suffered two strokes and died of natural causes. Am I crazy, or did his body not sit in the rotunda of the Capitol? And liberals lined up for days to pay respect, always saying, they killed him, Republicans killed him, they're evil people. And if they had known the truth, what we know now, that he died of two strokes, that it was natural causes, it had nothing to do with Republicans or Trumpers or Trump, they would have never put him in the Capitol Rotunda, and they would have never stood in line for days to say their farewells to him. Never in a million years. Because that was their big opportunity. Liberals are all actors and actresses, you know? They all should get Hollywood screen cards, Hollywood acting cards. They should belong to the Hollywood Actors Union. That was show off that we kill policemen. Yeah, right. Republicans kill policemen. And so if they had known that he died of a stroke and natural causes, never, ever, ever would they have waited in line to say their pay their respects to Sicknick. Never. It's a crazy world out there. And by the way, when you talk about the open border, Las Vegas suffers 200% surge in overdose deaths. Las Vegas is probably one of the worst metropolitan areas in America when it comes to drugs and alcohol, too, by the way. Drug deaths, alcohol deaths, addictions, going to rehab clinics. I mean, Vegas must lead the nation in all those categories, certainly up there. There are a lot of bad inner-city communities in this nation with drug problems and alcohol problems. But, I mean, Vegas, everybody lives to excess. And so it's not a surprise to hear that fentanyl has hit Vegas in a big way, and there's a 200% surge in overdose deaths. Latest metro area to suffer an alarming surge in overdose deaths. A stunning 200% increase in the prior year. During the 2015-18 opioid crisis that ravaged many metros, Clark County, the area that houses Las Vegas, recorded annual reductions in opioid doses and deaths. Since then, Mexican fentanyl has flooded the town, and overdose deaths have soared in Las Vegas. You know, fentanyl, that drug that was in the blood of George Floyd, speaking of the Chauvin trial. Metro police captain says, fentanyl is here. Reporters questioned this captain, John Pelletier, about how the drug crisis is going in Vegas year-to-date, and he said, not good. Clark County fentanyl deaths are on par with the alarming 30% increase in total overdose deaths in 2020. Think how bad it's going to be in 2021. Wow. 31 people killed in the county in August, an average of about one per day. Last week, Metro Police announced the creation of the Overdose Response Team, a task force comprised of local police and federal agencies. And the task force would pursue murder charges for dealers accused of killing clients with drugs. Okay, here's the point to me of this story. You can't tell a story about fentanyl or drug overdoses in Vegas or anywhere else without tying it to the open border. All those drugs got through the border in 2020 when Trump had done a great job with the border. Can you imagine what's going on now? Can you imagine the amount of drugs getting through? Can you imagine the amount of money the drug cartels are making? And it's no surprise that the LA sheriff blames defund the police and progressive policies for a spike in violent crime. Violent crime has soared in Los Angeles County this year. Two places that I'm from, right? I'm from New York, I'm from Los Angeles, and I'm now in Las Vegas. So Las Vegas, terrible crime. Los Angeles, terrible crime. And, of course, we're not reading any story about New York right now, but New York's suffering an awful crime wave, probably worse than the two of them combined, Vegas and L.A. Things are very bad in New York, and they're only surpassed in New York by Chicago. All these Democrat cities, amazing. So violent crime has soared in L.A. County because criminals have been emboldened by the progressive law enforcement policies as well as defund the police, the county sheriff says. Alex Villanueva, who's never been confused with a conservative, that's the sheriff of L.A. County, said the county recorded 60 homicides during the first 2 months of the year compared to 21 in the year earlier time frame. He specifically blamed new Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, a Democrat who was elected to lead the nation's largest prosecutorial office in December 2020. This guy, George Gascon, I guarantee you, funded by George Soros, the two wonderful Georges, and he's trying to let everybody out, including cop killers. These are sick people. Gascon's victory over incumbent Jackie Lacey was seen as a repudiation by voters of more traditional tough-on-crime policies. I recognize for many this is a new path, Gascon said. Whether you're a protester, a police officer, or a prosecutor, I ask you to walk with me. I ask you to join me on this journey. 3 months to his tenure, he directed prosecutors in his county not to seek the death penalty or defend existing death penalty sentences or to file any sentence enhancements. He created a use of force review board made up of civil rights attorneys and policing experts. Wow. They're trying to put every cop in jail. Every cop in jail. Here's what Villanueva, the sheriff, said. They need to really pick and choose very carefully because for them it's very easy to say, oh, yeah, all cops are bad. Let's reform and defund the police. Yet they're the very first ones referring to progressives first ones to pick up 911 when someone's crawling over their back gate trying to get into their house. It's really scary what's happening to this country. We've lost control. Lost control. The media caused it all. The education system caused it all. And we let it happen. I didn't. Many of you didn't. But all the rhinos let it happen. All the weak rhinos. And you know what's amazing? CNN's losing all their viewership. Just like the Ebbies losing all their viewership, the Academy Awards losing all their viewership, the Grammys losing all their viewership, just like Major League Baseball losing all their viewership, and the NFL lost a lot of viewers, and the NBA lost all their viewership. All these organizations are loco, crazy, forever taking sides in a political, you know, over political policy. Just loco. They're killing themselves. CNN can't stop losing. Viewership down by half since Biden took office, down 60% in a key demo. It's amazing. Viewership has fallen over 50% in multiple categories since Biden took office. You know, I knew, though. I said Trump is, without Trump, late-night comedians are going to have nothing to talk about. CNN's going to lose all their ratings. MSNBC is going to lose all their ratings. The only thing I did not predict was that Fox News would lose a large portion of their audience. Who knew that? The network averaged 2.2 million viewers in the first 3 weeks of 2021, only to plummet to just 1 million viewers now, a decline of 54%. And among the key demographic of adults 25 to 54, ratings are down 60%. From December 28th through Inauguration Day, viewership went from 617,000 viewers in that 25 to 54 demographic, 617,000 down to just 244,000 since Biden took office. Anderson Cooper getting killed, Chris Cuomo getting killed, Don Lemon getting killed, I mean metaphorically, as far as viewership. It's really quite amazing. By the way, MSNBC lost only 34% of its viewers. They were all getting killed without Trump. They got nothing.
Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents.
Podcast.
We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you're a small...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, no guests this hour. We'll take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free at all 50 states, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. That means toll free everywhere you're listening to me, in Dallas, in Minneapolis, in Vegas, in San Antonio, Texas, in Corpus Christi, Texas, in the New York, Long Island area, in Connecticut, all throughout Connecticut, up and down the I-95, et cetera, et cetera. You will, the call is free, and you'll get on with Wayne Allen Root, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I stalled for a minute there. I was stunned. I see an article come across my desk. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer secretly vacationed to Florida during Michigan's COVID surge while telling Michiganders to stay home and avoid travel. It's unbelievable. You can't even believe they're this stupid. Isn't that exactly what Ted Cruz did, except Ted Cruz isn't a hypocrite. Ted Cruz left Dallas in the middle of the worst cold wave in history, and all the people's pipes were exploding, and people were out of electricity, and they didn't have heat, and it was a terrible, terrible week in Texas history, again, caused by liberals, because they have too much reliance in Texas, believe it or not, on natural, you know, natural versions of energy, meaning sun power, wind power, instead of solar power, wind power, instead of, you know, just using fossil fuel, oil. Stupid, 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 stupid. How did that happen? Who got the payoff there? But I digressed. The important point is Ted Cruz took off on vacation, but it wasn't at a time where he was telling everybody to stay home, and he was ordering people to stay home, and he was saying COVID's so bad you can't leave your house. Ted Cruz didn't do any of that. He's not a hypocrite, but it was just a bad decision on his part. I said that I was very critical of Ted Cruz, as all of you know who are listening. I thought it was a boneheaded move, but my God, if you're going to be a governor of a state, see, think about Ted Cruz. He's not a governor. He's a senator, so he's got nothing to do with the cleanup efforts in the state or the COVID in the state or the cold and lack of electricity in the state. But still, it looked terrible. You got to be around while people are suffering. But to be the governor of a state and tell people that there's a COVID surge and you shouldn't leave your home, you've got to avoid travel, and you travel, that's 50 times worse than Ted Cruz. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she wins the award for the most evil governor in America other than Andrew Cuomo. Not that we have a winner here with Steve Sisolak, but nothing compared to this. Well, that's not true. One of these days, what you're going to hear is that Steve Sisolak traveled somewhere, California, Florida, China, on his private jet. The governor's private jet with his wife to China. You know, who knows where he's been? You don't even know. The media doesn't report on it. They love liberals. They don't report on it. You don't know where Sisolak's been. Well, he was telling us to stay home. And now, don't go near hydroxychloroquine. I'm banning it from Nevada people. He probably had a gigantic stock of hydroxychloroquine. And he was traveling all over the country, living the high life. We know he was going out to eat with no mask on when he told everyone don't go out to eat and wear a mask. So I'm sure Sisolak's guilty of the exact same thing. But Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer vacationed in Florida during Michigan's COVID surge while telling her citizens to stay home and avoid travel. And she specifically attacked Floridians and blamed snowbirds traveling from the Sunshine State into Michigan for her state's COVID surge. And the governor's spokesman confirmed on Monday she took a personal trip to Florida last month during spring break. The Michigan GOP also said Whitmer's top staffer secretly traveled to Florida and Alabama for vacation. Whitmer went on a media blitz telling Michiganders, I didn't even know that's what the word you use, Michiganders, to stay home and mask up amid a spring surge in the state. And you know I just proved today, or I should say Stanford University proved, and I reported on it, that masks don't work and these people are all fools. She specifically targeted Florida and blamed snowbirds, and then she was going there. You just can't believe how evil these people really are and what hypocrites they really are. Sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, as in Vertical Research Advisory, as in Kip Herridge, my great buddy. For more than 35 years, worked at the highest levels of Wall Street, left it all behind when he realized Wall Street doesn't care, doesn't give a hoot about the little guy or little gal. In 2003, Kip founded VRA, his daily investment economic newsletter. His VRA investing system, unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years. I've witnessed his incredible success with his VRA newsletter for 18 years. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Let him prove how good VRA really is for a limited time. Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership, VRAinsider.com. Tell Kip Wayne Root sent you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes stemming from two strokes a day after the January 6th Capitol breach, the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office confirmed on Monday, ending speculation he was beaten to death by pro-Trump rioters. The Medical Examiner also saying he did not suffer an allergic reaction after being sprayed with a chemical irritant as he was engaging people breaching the Capitol. Then Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen stated on January 8th falsely that the officer died of injuries he suffered defending the U.S. Capitol. The jury now controls the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Closing arguments in the three-week trial ending a long Monday for the jurors, who will now be sequestered at a hotel until they come to a verdict. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The sponsor, this segment of the show is sponsored by my book, Trump Rules. If you didn't notice, by the way, go to Rasmussen today. In Rasmussen presidential poll, they will show you the ratings of Biden for and against. He's a negative 10, by the way. And in other words, I think it's 40% hate him, despise him, and 30% love him. And so those are the two that they use as the major indicator of which way you're going. And being that 30% love him, 40% hate him, it's negative 10. And if you go to the poll, it's sponsored by my book, Trump Rules. Wayne Allen Root's book about wealth, about being the most successful you could possibly be based on the top 10 Trump rules of success. So my book is starring in the headlights at Rasmussen for the next 7 days, sponsor of the Rasmussen Reports presidential poll. Very proud of that. Go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com to buy a copy of my book, Trump Rules. It's just amazing to me that we face this situation where the whole country could burn if they find Derek Chauvin, I won't say innocent, but acquitted or guilty of lesser charges like manslaughter. It's just they're done for the night, I hear. Okay, done for the night. Nothing's coming through. All right, nothing coming through right now. Nothing today. They'll reconvene at 10 a.m. East Coast time, 7 a.m. West. So I'd say there's a decent chance you'll hear a verdict tomorrow. Certainly by Wednesday, but there will be nothing today. I never expected it. Why would you come back that quickly? If you came back that quickly, it would be that cut and dried. And, of course, that's worrisome because the nation is going to burn if they don't find this guy guilty of the highest level of murder. And there's no question in my mind if they came back fast today, if they came back in an hour or 2 hours, it was going to be a very quick guilty of the highest level verdict. So, you know, now you've got to assume they're battling each other. Some think he's guilty, some think he should be acquitted, some think it should be in between, and that's going to take a day or two, or few, or more. And then you have the judge saying this whole thing could be overturned because of Maxine Waters. So the fact that we're in this position, that every time a policeman shoots or hurts a black male, we wind up where the whole country could burn. I was there in 1992. Wasn't it 92? I think it was 92, where the whole Los Angeles burned. Because of the Rodney King verdict. I was there. I was in a horrible neighborhood. And I won't say why. It's a long story. But I was in a very bad, dangerous neighborhood. And the verdict came in. And I just got home. Actually, it did come in while I was there. I got home. And then like an hour later, the verdict came in. So I just missed being in a very bad section of town. Which could have been an absolute nightmare. Look at that guy. What was that guy's name? Reginald Denny. Good pickup there, Chris O'Sullivan. Reginald Denny, I can still remember like it was yesterday, him getting out of his truck. The road was blocked. He had a 16-wheeler, and he got out of his truck, and they hit him in the head with a brick and then kicked him in the head while he was down, or maybe it was the opposite. Maybe they beat him and kicked him, and then while he was down, they hit him with a brick. I can't remember exactly what order it was, but I remember the brick hitting his head and the helicopter guy saying, "Oh, my God." Everybody assumed he was dead. And I believe he made a recovery, but he will spend the rest of his life being not 100%. They couldn't fix his brain 100%. And he was like kind of slow, if I remember correctly, from an interview. But I still remember that like it was yesterday. And it's just never as cut and dried as the average person thinks when you get to meet a policeman up close and personal and see how difficult their job is and see how bad the person was they were beating. The crimes they've committed and the resistance they're putting up, it's never quite that simple to get a guilty verdict against a cop. Because most people like cops, just like me. I like cops. Let's take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Lines are open, toll free anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK. We've got John in Long Island on line one. John, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Wayne, how you doing tonight? I'm good. I was listening to the show, listen to you all the time, but there's an issue going on statewide here in New York for anyone in the event and catering business that does off-premises catering or events. They've got to shut down to 25 people that we're allowed to have at at like a private residence. So if I'm in East Hampton, this is Giant Estates out here, and they're squashing us. They're killing our industry. This is the governor. It's so biased what they're doing to us right now. If I went to like the town ballpark, I could hold up to 500 people there for an event. But if I went to an estate that was right next to that ballpark, that was bigger than the ballpark, I could only hold 25 people. They got these water parks opened up. So it not only is affecting our catering business, event planning business, but the tent companies, the rental companies, the valet companies, all the waiters, all the bartenders, the entertainers, like, you know, the bathroom companies. It's crazy what they're doing. But we've finally started to get some action here, because we've got the East End Town supervisors and mayors are behind us, and the legislatures are behind us, but we're trying to get through to the governor, and he can't wake up to this situation. It's just, he's going to bury many, many livelihoods out here if this doesn't change. They're supposed to have a new ruling tomorrow. I'm praying that they're going in the right direction. I'm praying that they're going to take this on this biased situation that they've created against off-premises caterers and event people, and like bring it up to par with an on-premise place that's inside, and we're under tents outside in the fresh air, and this is what they're doing. They're ruining our industry out here, and I'm praying to God,
of course they are.
Someone's going to listen. It's crazy, Wayne. It's just crazy.
And John, listen to what's happening in Vegas. Let me educate you about Vegas. So Vegas is opening up, thank God. But yet now all of a sudden they said the governor here is terrible. A big, big liberal Democrat doesn't really understand anything about business. Made all his money by ripping off the people of Nevada. Again, it's an opinion show, so I'll state it's my opinion. He ripped off Nevada while he was a politician in office. He sued, I think it was Clark County, and collected $20 million. That's the only money he's ever made in his life. This guy is such a loser. And so here's the deal. He said as of June 1st, we're open up 100%. As of May 1st, the counties get to decide. And I just saw before the show started, I didn't want to talk about it much because I haven't verified all of it yet, but it looks like the county commission, Clark County, that runs Las Vegas, is saying that you can only have gatherings and events and conventions. You can only attend if you've gotten a vaccine. Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Crazy.
That's crazy, because guess what? The fact is America is a rule of law country, and the rule of law is HIPAA, which means you cannot ask me to disclose any medical information in my life. You cannot. No government can ask me whether I've gotten a vaccine or not.
I get it. I totally get it. I know what you're saying. And this is, I don't know what happened to our government. I do know what happened, but, this is, like, state by state by state, there's really people thinking with like a slanted view of life and what's going on here. It's beyond comprehension sometimes.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of communist control freaks. Who every one of them is liars, every one of them is frauds, every one of them is hypocrites. You know, they love minorities, but not one of them ever lives in a community anything but gated and all white. They send their kids to all white schools. They drive around in limos. They fly around in private jets. They claim we all need to be locked down, but they're always out. They claim we can't leave our homes. They're taking vacations to 3,000 miles away. They say stay away from restaurants. They're right in the middle of restaurants without masks. They never wear masks. We all have to wear masks. They're against guns. They've all got private security forces with guns. They lie about everything because they think they're an elite class, and that's what this show's all about, exposing them all as the frauds they are. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Good luck in New York. Long Island, New York, to all your friends in the catering and the entertainment business and the restaurant business. Those are my kind of people, right? I mean, I hate to sell out Trump here. Those are my people. That's my people. My people are in the entertainment and restaurant business. It's true. As a kid growing up, all my friends' dads owned restaurants, it seemed like, or small businesses, but many of them owned restaurants. And as I grew older, it seemed like I always befriended restaurant owners and nightclub owners and bar owners. And it's amazing what percent of my audience now is restaurant owners and bar owners and nightclub owners and small business owners. So those are my kind of people. My dad was, I'm an SOB. My dad was I'm a son of a butcher. My dad was a butcher store owner. And, it was a very small butcher store, two butcher blocks. I remember it like it was yesterday. I can picture it right now. Amazing. Almost want to cry. It's been a long time since I thought about it. I picture his store, and I picture him standing there cutting the meat. Such a good man. And those are the people that Democrats hate. Hate and despise and want to ruin and want to put out of business and want to destroy and want to bankrupt. And it's just sick. It really is sick. And those are the people I fight for. And I just couldn't care less about the typical Democrat voter because you're all sheep and morons. And you let this go on. And not only sheep and morons, but evil. Because so many of you are illegal aliens, shouldn't be in my country. So many of you are taking government handouts, stealing from me and other taxpayers. So many of you are jealous and bitter and envious, and all you care about is taking our money away from us. And so many of you lie about everything Trump said and did, everything I believe in. It's just your sheeple, evil sheeple. Let me get back one more segment. I'll take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Line them up. Line them up. What do you think about the new Stanford University study that says that masks are completely useless and they make you sick and they could kill you? What do you think of Maxine Waters and her comments about the Minnesota trial? What do you think about the Minnesota trial of Derek Chauvin? What's the verdict going to be? And what's going to happen after the verdict comes out? What do you think of the Capitol Police Officer, Brian Sicknick, who suffered two strokes and died of natural causes after we all got lectured for months that we did it to him, we killed him, we murdered him, Republicans murdered him, and it was a massive riot? What do you think of all the police officers under attack all over the United States of America? And when they shoot back, guess what happens? They go to jail. They're charged with murder. Crazy. We'll be right back. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ten.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
How does anyone believe anything Democrats say? Just non-stop lies and brainwashing. Non-stop lies and brainwashing. Brainwashing and lies about voter ID. Brainwashing and lies about masks, brainwashing and lies about lockdowns. The jury's still out on vaccines. I personally say just wait. I didn't necessarily say don't get it, but I certainly think everyone should wait. I can't believe how people want the vaccine. They're so dumb. How could people be that dumb that you beg for the vaccine? Get me in line for the vaccine! It's a completely rushed, untested, experimental vaccine approved under emergency measures. You have no idea what's going to do to you. It may keep you from getting COVID, but you may grow four noses in 6 years. Is that, you haven't considered that fact yet, have you? Funny. All I say is, I'm being very moderate on this. If it gets everyone back to work, I'm glad that most people are going to get the vaccine. If that's all it does, and it's working in Vegas, because, I mean, Vegas is jammed. Jammed. Not just on weekends, even today. One of my friends got back from out of town to the airport today, and he said the airport was jammed. And every restaurant I've been to in the last few days, jammed. We're supposed to still be at 50%. And meanwhile, every restaurant I'm in is at 100% in Vegas. 100%. They're all jammed. So obviously, the vaccine has made a difference in people's minds. It's given them the confidence to go out again. So, I mean, from that standpoint, it's good. But are you going to be well and healthy a year from now? 6 months from now? A year from now? 18 months from now? 36 months from now? I don't know. I think it's going to cause all kinds of immune problems. People are going to be very sorry they took it, but it's irreversible. That's the thing about this vaccine. It's completely irreversible what it does to your DNA. Completely irreversible. It can never be changed. So I think everyone's, you know, making a hasty decision. That's all I've ever said. Don't rush into it. But if it gets us back to work, I'm glad lots of people are rushing into it. What can I tell you? I think it's a violation of our rights to, for any company to demand you get the shot. And it's a massive violation, completely unconstitutional, to demand to know if I took the vaccine or not before I enter a restaurant or a show or a Vegas hotel or a convention or a gathering of any kind. You can't ask me and you can't compel me to answer because it violates HIPAA. It's no different than if you ask me if I have cancer and if I have any specific cancer drugs I'm taking. You cannot ask. Shows you how ill-informed government is. There's going to be massive lawsuits and you're going to lose. HIPAA is the law of the land. You cannot ask me my medical information, nor can you compel me to answer. Little housekeeping, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love when you email me. I love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I get all my best ideas from you. RootForAmerica.com is my website, completely revamped. It's become a top conservative website. I've got my commentaries. I've got all my columns. I've got all my videos. RootForAmerica.com. You'll love it. Go there. Parler is where I now set up shop instead of Twitter. Twitter, I'm banned for life. So at Parler, it's at Real Wayne Root. And good news today, Apple took Parler back again. So it's going to be available on Apple phones, Parler is. At Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root is where you find me at Parler. And my War Raw Daily Podcast. War Raw Daily Podcast, available anywhere you download podcasts. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. If you need a health care program for 2021, you're in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty 6 years ago. Best decision I ever made, an alternative to health insurance. It is not health insurance. It is Christian health care sharing for a nonprofit ministry. So there are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. And they've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members, Liberty does. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. I'm a member. My children are members. Think, if I'm willing to put my children's health and lives in their hands, what I must think of Liberty, just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. How would you like to use it? Could you use an extra $120,000? How would you like to look at your bank account and see an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So just a couple of I told you so's to end the program. Republican leaders rake in millions from small donor donations, leaving corporate PACs behind. Remember my column from the beginning of the year, How Do Republicans Fight Back? They've got to change the voter ID laws and the voter integrity laws in individual states where Trump won, but we know they stole the election. Places like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and it's happening. And I said the Republican Party must be turned into a party of small donations. Don't even take money from corporations anymore. It's happening. And then there's a column out from Victor Davis Hanson, one of my favorite writers of the conservative side. He says, far leftist cancel culture can be canceled by counter-boycotting woke corporations. Boycott them, starve them, bring them to their knees. And sure enough, not only have I been recommending that, but that's my new book that will be coming out in about a month or so, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott List by Wayne Allen Root. We're going to fight back, and we're going to hit them hard because they started this. You guys lit the fuse. And now we're going to get even. Getting even is the best revenge. Our pocketbook is the best revenge. Wayne Allen Root, God bless. See you tomorrow.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.